The RNC, they passed a powerful return to excellence in American voting resolution demands election security. Hurrah! Welcome to Radog's Random Thoughts. Ray Sean Blyden here, politicalbombshow.com, radog.com. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. Help us grow. Help the equipment to grow and make things better for your eyes and your pleasurable views. Politicalbombshow.com. It's about time. I'm not going to get too amped up. I have not read the story ahead of time. So let's read this and see if this means anything or is it just a bunch of hot air. RNC passes powerful return to excellence in American voting resolution demands election security. The 168 members of the Republican National Committee met in Milwaukee last week and one item the group adopted was a strongly worded resolution urging a return to excellence in American voting and elections, which called for increased election security and fully audible voting methods. The news was tweeted out. See, they still use the word tweet. They don't say X. The news was tweeted out. Elon, you're going to have to change the name back to Twitter. No one's going to use X it out. It just sounds silly. Anyway, I digress. The news was tweeted out by the resolution sponsor, Tyler Bauer, who serves as the RNC National Committeeman from Arizona and COO of Turning Point Action, the 501c4 political arm of Turning Point USA. And you can read it on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. It's at PNJABAN if you wanted to follow her there or read that story there. But I'm not going to read the tweet here. You can see it. If you really want to read it, you can go there. The resolution also appears on the RNC's website. The document contains 11 whereas statements outlining their concerns with current voting methods in the United States. Their issues include, whereas, to present a formal resolution from the Republican National Committee for declared opposition to voting manipulation schemes and to return to the functional and historic balloting and polling experience that Americans understand, appreciate, and love. You know, not for nothing, Vivek has been talking about the same thing. He's mentioned that in his book as well. So, anyway, whereas ensuring the integrity of our voting and election administration is critical and fundamental to maintaining a civil and decent society decentralized from the federal government as the founders intended. Whereas elections have been under assault from those on the left as they attempt to impeach schemes and intentionally inject chaotic administrative changes that have drastically changed how elections are conducted in hundreds of the most populous counties and regions across the nation. Let me stop there. This needs to be taken care of now. They need to attack it strong and make sure before 2024 comes, we don't have a repeat of 2020. We cannot. Because just like Ramaswamy said, we have to win by a major landslide where it's so much of a blowout all their efforts, and I'm not going to get into it because the YouTube gods frown upon that. I don't know if Spotify frowned as much upon that, but yeah, I think they do actually, because they drafted. Anyway, no, let's not stray off here. Whereas Democrats are passing non-citizens voting laws in liberal cities, which the Republican National Committee has previously resolved to oppose and ensure only United States citizens decide our elections, and as well as they should be. Can't have someone jumping over a border. Hey, 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 I'm hopping over, man. Who's the Democrat who's going to give me some free money? Free bucks. What do you want? Free bucks. Yeah. No. Shouldn't be like that. The document then moves on to the resolve section, where there are also 11 entries. Here's an example. And yeah, I'm not going to read. Well, let's read some of this. Let's see what they got here. Resolve. The Republican National Committee boldly opposes means of voting that do not have the proper safeguards in place and are exclusively electronic, and calls on every county and state in the nation to use as the default ballot system, which are fully audible, namely hand-marked, voter-verified paper ballots, to ensure every voter is memorialized by a paper record. It's true, it should be. So I'll just read that one. Again, you can certainly go through it by yourself. There are several more common sense proposals, but perhaps the last one sums things up the best. Resolve. The Republican National Committee calls for a necessary return to excellent, or in other words, a return to the simple and proven methods of precinct ward or geographically defined localized voting with audible balloting procedures using paper ballots in fair, reasonable, limited time periods, using proper identification to strengthen voter confidence, and to ensure that American election procedures can be fair and open process for all to participate. Democrats in many states have been changing the rules over the last several years, especially during the pandemic. Of course, they used that as an excuse. You can't cough on me, man. You gotta stay home and mail in ballot. Yeah, mail in ballots are easy to be corrupt. And I'm not gonna get in. You're gonna say, conspiracy theory. You didn't see anything in the middle of the night, buddy. You seeing things, man. Don't believe your lying eyes. Not surprisingly, therefore, Americans' confidence in election integrity is one that's on the decline, according to a 2022 CNN poll. While Gallup reported in November, the same year, that there was a growing deep partisan divide about the security of our systems. So, yeah, I applaud the RNC as well. I applaud the RNC's resolution, but, we must continue to fight a two-pronged battle until we restore sanity to our electoral process. And that is exactly what should be done. It needs to happen, and it needs to happen quickly. We cannot wait until 2024 to do this. It needs to be done now. It needs to be done now, because if we try to wait until 2024, we're going to experience the same problems that happened in 2020. Again, that if they've not tried to take him out with the 14th Amendment, which seems to be what might be their last ditch effort, because as you know, the mugshot of Trump exploded in their faces, earned like what, $7 million in funds fundraising. So, and they're on par to be over 20 million fundraising between that and all this stuff with jailing him and stuff like that. So yeah, they the 14th Amendment is probably where they're gonna go. And dare I say, other methods, which is I don't even want to think about, because that will definitely create an instant civil war if they chose to do that of an assassination. So what do you think? Let me know in the comments below. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. Don't forget politicalbombshow.com. You get all the news there. You get to help us grow, and you get merch. So I will see you in the next one.